All right, welcome to the sixth episode of the third season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, no clue why you're listening, but welcome back. If you are our friends and family, you'll notice we took a little bit of a delay. Not a lot going on recently. Not a lot going on.
Content well dry.
People that do this for a living and create content on the daily, hats off. It's definitely tough, especially when you are locked in your apartment and have to actually work from home all the time as well. So
the interactions go down, things to talk about goes down.
Yes.
Things have gone down.
Things have gone down indeed, but
they're on the rise.
They're on the rise, yes. I was basically, I mean, we waited this long. We wanted to wait till after the holiday weekend because weather's gotten nicer. There's just an vibe of hope now.
A vibe of hope. I mean, shoot, in 3 days, we should no longer be in shelter in place.
Technically, yes. And things start opening up tomorrow throughout the state of Illinois.
Illinois is the only state to meet all the federal requirements, technically, to go into phase 3 reopening.
Woo! Not a big deal.
Woo!
So yeah, we're doing that. Should be fun. It should be nice to have a little bit of normalcy back. While that being said, stay safe, wash your hands. You don't have to wear a face mask when you run, but you know, otherwise, you know, think about it.
Think about it. I would say, no, go ahead.
Wear it inside, for sure.
You're in your one-bedroom apartment by yourself, wear your mask.
Every day, I keep it on nonstop. I'm actually recording through it right now. I just cut a hole for the mouth.
Just cut a hole in the mouth and then took the ear loops off.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but obviously the pandemic has not ceased. It's still around, but luckily we get to start enjoying things again. That's all I'm trying to get to.
Like golf.
Golf. Man,
golf is back.
Golf is back big time, because if the bars are closed, golf is back.
I mean, when the bars are open, golf's back.
I know, but I mean, when there's...
extra back.
You think about it, there's no place to go to the bars.
Oh, golf is the extra side of back.
Exactly. Yes, so... Charlie, give us a little monthly update, I guess. What'd you do over the last month?
I gave myself another haircut.
Okay.
I rocked a mustache for like 2.5 weeks.
Nice.
Now I'm back to clean shaven. I can't decide what to do there. I've had all the pandemic, like my facial hair has been a roller coaster of the pandemic itself.
You know, it's funny you say that, and I'll let you keep going in a second, but when you think about it, I've seen so many guys go back and forth between like, oh yeah, I'm going to grow a beard. Nah, fuck that. All right, nah, screw it. Why not? Nah, fuck that. Like literally, I've seen people at least 3 times just like have a beard, then not have a beard, have a beard, then not have a beard. I tried once to have a beard, but I didn't quite get there. So then I was like, screw it. I don't want this anymore. It's all itchy. I don't enjoy the way I look. I look like a homeless person. I can't grow a mustache, so I just have a chin beard. I look like I'm Amish, basically. So
I would just get these random urges like, screw it, I'm shaving it, and I'd just go in and do like instantaneous, like a Monday in the middle of work, just shave it. It's like, I kind of regret doing that.
And then midway you just stopped and said, screw it, I'm taking the mustache.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, I'll just keep rocking this for a little bit.
I like it.
We escaped to Illinois last weekend for a little bit, went back to Des Moines for Memorial Day weekend, which is great. I'll let you kind of go into more detail about that. But yeah, just golfing. I kept a daily counter of how many the day since starting working from home. Grant, take a guess at what it is.
My guess is going to be about 76.
Oh, it's close. It's 83.
Oh, I didn't know if 80 seemed too big for me, but I wasn't sure.
It got big very quickly. But yeah, I got the work from the office that probably another 2 months or so of working from home, so that's not great news, but whatever.
At least a little bit more opens up. Maybe a restaurant here and there you get to go.
Exactly, it's not all bad. I've cranked out a few more puzzles. I'm now a total of 6 for quarantine. Next big obstacle is the fact I'm out. I have no more puzzles to do. So, I don't know. Oh, and for the first time in like 2.5 years, I have a bike in Illinois.
Woo!
So, that's important. I learned how to ride a bike.
That's important. To the restaurants topic, I was actually just thinking about this, but since they can only open with a limited capacity.
And patios.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just patios.
It's just patios, but when you think about it, are you even going to be able to dine alone?
Probably not. They're probably going to set tables of 2 or 4 or 5, I don't know.
Because I don't think, I mean, I'd feel kind of like a dick, right? Because I'm like dining alone, taking a table up, all this nonsense, but...
The other thing is too, okay, all the patios here are tiny because real estate is so valuable. And if you're opening patios at limited capacity, each place can have like 3, maybe 5 mm-hmm. tables.
Yeah.
With all these number of people, there's going to be no way to get a spot.
And they've talked about like opening up streets and stuff, which would be awesome. It's like a street fest for quarantine, basically, but, you know, very well spread out.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind
that.
That'd
be cool.
Right? I mean, open up a patio, have it spread out, have like another restaurant on the other side, and like everything's together.
Everyone on that street that isn't a restaurant is going to be ticked.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it. They'll figure it out. I mean, I'm not a city planner.
It's not my job. Yeah.
I'm just throwing some ideas out there. If they're listening, you know, take them and run with them. If you're not listening, which you're probably not, then take your own ideas and run with those.
Write a letter to your city planner.
Yes, I'll find
Dear
that number for everyone.
Mr. or Mrs. City Planner.
City Planner.
I got a few ideas.
Dear sirs or madams.
To whom it may concerns.
Yeah, I was thinking about that though, because it's like it's not very often that I get a bunch of people to go to dinner together.
No.
So like 2 or 3 at the max usually, right?
Yeah.
So am I just gonna go sit at a restaurant by myself? Probably not.
The only time I would do that in the past was just go sit at a bar, but. Closed,
yeah, can't do that. Because I feel like a dick taking up a table, and then I'd eat really quickly. I'd get massive acid reflux. I would probably try to chug like 2 beers in the term of like a 15-minute dinner, just because, you know, one while you wait for the food, and then one with the food.
Yeah, one you gotta finish while you write the checkout.
Well, exactly, duh. So yeah, we'll see, but.
Sure, it'll be an adjustment period as everything else has been.
100%. I'll go into my update real quick, but...
Yes, please tell.
Memorial Day, went back to Iowa, pretty similar to what Charlie did. Funny, we actually rode together.
We rode together, shocker.
Yeah, I was in the backseat, Charlie was driving.
6 feet, big car.
My little chauffeur. No. We drove back to Iowa together. It was a great time to be home. A little sense of normalcy. Get out of 800 square feet, you know?
It was weird to just see and be a part of the difference between Iowa and Illinois.
Yep. I had someone today reference the fact that, you know, Iowa took it seriously. I mean, some people might not agree with this. This is not necessarily my opinion. Opinions of mine are not expressive. Blah, 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 yeah. But they said it took it seriously, but at the same time, they didn't lock everything down. So we'll see. I mean, at this point, no one really knows, so we'll just keep it going. Keep listening to what people say.
There's no real winner in this either, so it's the point of comparing like that.
Yeah, no one wins. At the end of the day, we're all in together. So Memorial Day was great. Golfing's back, as Charlie said, and I'm just excited to get a little bit back to normal. Like, not everything, I understand. I can't go to the bar and, you know, blow up a $200 bar tab just because, right?
Because Sundays, man.
Yeah, because I gotta wake up tomorrow and go to work. But I get to go back to the office on Monday, so that's exciting.
Lucky son of a bitch. On the Memorial Day comment, I was thinking, why don't more holidays have fireworks?
Touche. Good question.
Pretty sweet.
Chicago and fireworks tend to not get along very well.
I mean, it doesn't be Chicago. Anyway, we weren't in Chicago.
But at the same time, Chicago Navy Pier lights off fireworks like once a week, so...
See, I want that, but just more public.
More public? Dude, yeah, Navy Pier, they shoot them off in the middle of the lake. Anyone on the freaking lakefront can see it.
I need to know about this kind of stuff. More places need to do that.
So Navy Pier is not public enough for you. I'll let them know.
I need Navy Pier to be everywhere.
Oh, okay. I see. I don't know. It's definitely a good idea. Fireworks are cool. Fireworks are dope.
So notes to city planners, potential restaurant opening ideas, and more fireworks.
Fireworks just might bring the morale back up.
I think it would.
Imagine a $20,000 fireworks display once a week.
Well, everyone's pinching pennies.
Yeah, well, everyone's pinching pennies.
The answer.
They're just, let's blow up fucking money. Let's literally light money on fire. That's what fireworks are.
Instead of the Blue Angels, you know, providing morale boost, Blue Angels and fireworks, separate.
Oh, man. Could you do an air show during a fireworks show?
Probably not. I mean...
I don't know.
You can fly. I mean, I flew on the 4th of July once at night.
Yeah, but you can't fly over, the fireworks, obviously. But, I wonder if you could do it, the background. You know what I'm saying? Think of how cool that'd be.
Business idea.
Yeah, we're gonna have the Ringling brothers of fireworks and air shows
coming to a town near you.
The traveling air and fireworks show. Sold. Anyone who wants to buy that idea from us, it'll cost you $5.
Whoa! I think at least $5 million.
I don't think it's gonna sell very well. we don't have any sales at this point.
You only need one person.
Yo, someone come buy it for $5. Just slide to my Venmo and I'll sell you the rates.
$5 million.
It was my idea, so.
Hold on.
It was my idea.
At bare minimum, 50-50.
75-25 is all I'm willing to offer.
45-55. I'm 55.
Why would you be 55? I'm literally the one that came up with the idea. I'm the one. You brought up fireworks, but that isn't. So what? You weren't talking about the Ringling Brothers of fireworks and air shows.
I brought up air shows and fireworks.
No.
Yes, I did.
Yes, but separately.
There we go.
I'm the one that took those two and combined them and put it down in recorded history. You're not gonna snip shit because you don't fucking edit it.
We're gonna snip that.
Nope. So we have some questions from some of our fans. I don't know what to call them.
Our acquaintances that listen.
So recently we asked a question. Tell us how you're... No, that's not what I was looking at. Sorry. Ask for questions from them. We have quizzes that come up every now and then, too, and the quiz was tell us how you did. I was looking at the wrong one. So we have some questions from our fans, and I think we've got four or five here, so a lot of fans. So we'll go off. The first question is from Jason Thomas. How many puzzles has Charlie completed since the Rona?
Since the Rona, I've done six puzzles.
That's not quarantine, though. Since the Rona. Now we're going to think about it. You didn't do any before?
No.
No? You didn't just, do one at home over Christmas? It started in December in China.
No.
Kind of. All right.
I wish, but no. Six. Six is the answer. If you want to send me another one, I'll give you my address. DM me.
Final answer. Six. Who has more game with the ladies?
I mean, during Rona, it's been...
I'm going to say you, probably.
It's going to be...
I'm going with you, yeah.
Rona season might be my season.
Good for you, man. So, Charlie, congratulations. I'm gonna cede that point. This one I know is already mine, so you guys better like it. How many hot dogs could each of you finish if you were in a Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
So that's 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes. 10 minutes, unlimited hot dogs. Let me think here. Woo!
I can't BS on whatever answer is going to be because we've already had this debate.
No, and I've said it. I think I could finish 17 hot dogs.
Nah, I'm calling BS. We have to do this. We have...
I would do it. I'm just telling you. I think I could finish 17 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
What are you doing on Sunday?
I mean, I'll have to prepare my stomach, but I could probably do it. I mean, it means I can't eat for like a day before that.
I'll cook them.
You gonna cook 20 hot dogs for me?
Yeah.
And you're not gonna do it? Just me?
I mean, mine is gonna make 5.
I know I can finish more than 10 for sure. 1 a minute, that's easy.
Buns too, right?
Childs, oh yeah, you can't not eat the buns, but yeah. You can separate them, of course.
You can separate them, yeah. We have to do this.
Yeah, no, they definitely have to. I'm just thinking maybe we want to do it in an outdoor area. All right, we'll think about that. We'll get back to you, but I'm sticking with 17. I think I finished 17 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
I was thinking about 5 or 6.
17. I'm going with 17. I'm staying with it. 100%.
Results TBD.
TBD. We'll find out later. When will you do a bachelor / bachelorette recap show?
Well,
I've never watched.
Big fan.
I've never watched this.
We did. We've done these in the past.
We have done these in the past. Hannah Hell said, "If you're listening, we invite you to
season 1." So
we invite you to come on, Hannah Hellstead, and maybe recap the Bachelor with Bachelorette with us. I don't even know which one's going on. Actually, this brings me to an interesting point. Go ahead.
I'm not watching the current season, so I can't help.
I'm not either. But I saw an ad on TV for its show because I was back at my parents' house and they still watch TV. Really cute. But so the ad came on and it was talking about, like, it's a new show where this lady is trying to select a man to have a baby with right away. Not even married. It's not like The Bachelor, like, just get married, right? This is like, no, at the end of this, I'm going to have a baby with one of these guys.
Are they like child support? Set up for child support then?
Dude, I don't know what the arrangement is, but wow. I mean, I don't know if, like, I think...
Shows for everything.
I think you're supposed to, like, fall... I think the whole goal is, like, they want them to fall in love and everything, but it just seemed unreal. I was like, what?
Feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, imagine your entire parents' dating life up until having you is all on a TV show.
No, thanks.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Also, I don't think I'd let my kid watch that if it was me.
We should send an audition tape for The Bachelor.
I mean, yeah, we can get a videographer. We'll rent one out for like an hour or so.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I only need like 5 because I'm gonna make
one
it.
One take wonder.
Yeah, one take for sure. Oh, I could do it. Yeah, I'm an energy salesman in Chicago, Illinois. I don't even know what I would do to be dramatic. We'll just say we're podcasters. But what's your show? Don't worry about it.
Professional podcast. What's your show? Pull down your pants to your butt, Dad. Charlie,
nice. Of it. Yeah, that would work out well. I like that. Yeah, that was our fan engagement for the month.
That's good. And we haven't posted a quiz in a while. We should do that again. Those were fun.
We'll bring another quiz back.
I do enjoy seeing like the split on how people vote. And there's some questions that are like really tricky, and people usually guess me when the answer's you, or usually guess you when the answer's me. It's kind of funny.
I think the best one on there was thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. A lot of people think I was afraid of thunderstorms.
Everyone thought it was you, man, but it was me.
It was Grant. Psych.
I was super scared of thunderstorms for a long time, but now it's cool. Like, I just think about getting struck by lightning when the storm starts coming, and then we're good, and then it goes away.
Away.
I mean, I like to consider myself a pretty lucky person, and I feel like just the odds are in my favor of me getting struck by lightning, right?
In your favor or not in your favor?
Well, I mean, like, if I'm like a 1 in a million person, right?
Yeah.
Odds are higher. Odds are higher for me, special. Right?
You're not that special.
I don't know. Well, I think so.
All right. Should we get to the podium?
We got a podium set up, so we're doing a little bit. We missed a lot of graduation weekends, and we want to give a little shout out to all our grads that are listening. I know some of them aren't listening. My sister Kate, I know she's not listening, but shout out to all of our grads. So we're doing a podium of our favorite graduation festivities.
Or just things about graduation.
There you go. Yeah, let's broaden it up.
I was thinking about that. It's going to be really tough to get those festivities. But Grant, I'll let you start it off. I'm feeling generous today.
Just the classic grad party.
Yep.
Like the
got a keg.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. I mean, we went to the college graduation. It was nothing like formal. No one's bringing gifts or anything. You just have some food and beer, and it's just a party with your friends and family. Might get a little too rowdy. Might be the night before you have to walk across stage and you're brutally hungover for the entire ceremony, but it's still fun.
Gotcha. It's an obligation.
Obligation. You get like a really heavy alcohol content beer. Yeah. Obligation.
Obligation. That's a good one. Mine is going to be getting to dress up in a fancy robe and hat and acting all proper for an hour.
That might be my least favorite part.
I kind of like it. That was fun, special.
Like, I liked the graduation ceremony, but putting on the gown and everything, just didn't like it one bit.
I like the hat.
Like, I like the ceremony. I like the speeches. I could give two shits about walking across the stage. Like, the fact that you have 4 years or however long of an education and how much ever money you put into it, for the 1/32nd, if that, walk across stage is kind of ridiculous, right? And a piece of paper. That's what you get.
Dude, our envelopes were blank.
I know, because they had to mail them to us. Because they hadn't done our grades yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Agreed. Agreed the ceremony's cool. I just, the silly dressing up and everything, I never understood it, but if I graduate from something again, I know I'll have to go to the ceremony. My mom will kill me, so I'll have to do it.
Get to wear the cool cap.
Exactly. Just like, there's always a moment, like, after everything dies down, that you're just sitting around and, like, you just realize it's all over.
Yeah.
That moment, it was cool, but it was also like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't imagine the people graduating from college, like in an undergrad situation or where they don't have something lined up at this point. Imagine where the anxieties would be.
I can tell you it's pretty high.
Yeah.
For someone who didn't have a job lined up after school.
And that's right when you crack a beer.
That will lead into my second one. I'm sure we weren't the only ones who did this, but the morning beer on your way to the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I had one. Maybe I did.
We all had one from the keg.
Oh.
We woke up, all our roommates, we woke up.
And that didn't help me.
Polished off a beer before I got the sim ready. So that was kind of like our roommate, like, this is it moment.
Yep. My last one, then, I guess, is not everyone has it, but like when they have like the big class party afterwards, so you have like, yeah, you see everyone, it's not parents or anything, it's just like everyone, and you don't have to think about any consequences from school. It's like, oh, if I get in trouble at this party, school's not going to come back and like yell at me because they can't.
Because they can't.
I've paid them my money, I'm done. So that part's always fun. Like, we did the boat trip, and then it was at Union in downtown Minneapolis. That's a blast. You didn't go.
I didn't go, no. My last one is that feeling you get when you finish your last final, or turn your last paper, your last assignment, or whatever it is.
I think I had a drink in my hand less than 2 minutes after that.
I think I had a drink in my hand before I finished it, because I got one of my papers extended.
Oh, you had the papers,
to the week after graduation itself.
Yeah.
So I was just working on it all that week, just at the kitchen table.
Mine was, yeah, I think I finished my last final, and it was a test, and I finished it. Walked out, and it was the business school, so I just walked straight back, cracked the beer. We're done, boys.
You gotta.
And it's like 11 o'clock. It's like, I'm done with everything. I'm good. I did it.
There is no containing me.
It was awesome. Yeah. It's a wild ride. We remember a lot of it, thankfully.
None of us mentioned a high school graduation.
That was just a stepping stone to get us into the college graduation. You know, we really built on it in the college graduation. High school graduation was very special.
I did like going to all the, I mean, it was pretty fun.
All the grad parties.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see everyone's pictures. Maybe sneak a beer from the parents' part of the section and then come back. Stuff like that, you know.
Shenanigans.
High school graduation was really funny, though, like thinking about it. Because now you're like.
Forget how many people I didn't know that were in my grade. I didn't even have that big. I had 320 or so. Like, I just remember watching people go across the stage, like, dang, don't know who you are. Don't know who you are.
I remembered a lot of faces, but I didn't remember their names, so it was interesting to do that as well, yeah. And you have the face, and the name, and the name's written down in front of you.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, though I'm not sure I would have pronounced it that way. That's great. Now I know your name.
Some student body president you were. You know everyone's name, the face.
Yeah. Student body, man. That's like 1,600 kids. Come on.
Someone's got to do it.
All right. We got a fun interview lined up with a recent grad. We'll talk to her about that and jump right into it. Now we welcome on a close friend of Charlie and I's, I think.
A semi-reoccurring
guest. She's been in the background of different interviews before. Not a big deal. She was in the background of one of our New Year's Day recordings, which
she's getting called in from the bullpen.
One of the most brutal recordings we've had.
Coming to the big leagues for the first time.
Big leagues it is. We got Michaela Bear, recent graduate of Marquette Law School and lawyer. So if you ever get in trouble in Wisconsin, don't call her because she'll be on the other side of the table. Michaela, welcome on. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you. I'm glad to finally have the spotlight and not just laugh in the background.
Yep.
It's all yours.
This is all yours. This is all your time. But we start every interview the same.
It's been a year and a half in the making.
What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? You've met us both, so...
This counts.
This counts.
I really enjoyed you just seeing you both in Madison, hanging out with all the dads at a tailgate. Felt like you were really in your element.
It fit us.
At the Iowa reunion in Madison, Wisconsin.
That was a good one. That was definitely a fun time.
Hell of a time.
And it was a very dad. I thought for sure you were going to say New Year's Eve 2 years ago.
You know, I didn't want to go straight to rated R.
It wasn't rated R. We don't have to go into details or anything, but it was...
I was referring to your hangovers.
Oh, right. Of course.
I had the craziest panic attack when I woke up. I woke up on the couch. I was like, where am I? What the hell's going on?
I woke up in a cold, dark basement.
I am where I'm supposed to be.
Whose fault is that?
It's my own, but the basement is the best place to sleep. But...
On a scale from 1 to 10, if I were playing the game MASH from middle school, I would always want to win with Cold Dark Basement as my home.
What's MASH?
I never heard the game yet.
The game girls play, where it's like the house you have, the color of your car, who you're going to marry, how many kids you'll have.
This is a real game? You're not just coming up with this off the top of your head, because this is a real game?
You talk to every female in your life. Be like, have you guys played Smash in middle school?
Smash or MASH?
Your sisters.
Smash or MASH? Because I'm writing a Smash. MASH.
Like the taters.
Got it. MASH. Yeah. All right, we're going to have to go into detail about that and do my own research.
Episode 7.
Maybe Charlie and I play MASH next episode.
I think you should.
So, Michaela, you run a pretty famous dog account. I think it has like, 200 followers? 100 followers?
315 or 16 at this point.
That's more than my Instagram.
Yeah, so do you want to tell us a little bit about Luna and as your muse, you know, why'd you start the Instagram page?
Well, I started it because I just had a lot of pictures I was taking of her, and then I was coming up with really sarcastic comments for what I thought she was thinking in my head. And then I didn't care if she had followers or not, and then I was like, screw it, she must have followers. That is strict policy. Luna now only follows dogs that are from Wisconsin.
Oh.
Whoa, exclusive club.
Wait, so like, did you take everyone else off?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Or like, if other dogs follow her, you know, you gotta do a follow for follow.
Well, of course, that's just so good, like, fan interaction.
So if Grant follows Luna, Luna's gonna follow back because Grant's a dog.
Yeah, Luna already follows me though.
Well, yeah, Luna likes everyone's posts.
She does. She's definitely
loyal. Like, she's loyal.
She gives you a good boop. Boop.
No, she got a cult following. It's growing exponentially during these difficult times. It's out of her boredom, not mine.
Of course. She has all these random thoughts and just no place to put them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can definitely relate to that. So... we appreciate the account. I'll say that your account, or Luna's account, has 3x more followers than we do. And then that's just on our Instagram account. If you want to talk about listeners, it's closer to like 20x. So, got that going for us.
Who's counting?
Yeah, we don't count though. You know,
Guys, you should know, it's not about size. It's never about size, it's about quality. Quality.
Good thing we're the best editor in the world.
Touche. Hats off.
What has been your go-to quarantine activity to keep yourself busy here? Pick up any new hobbies?
A lot of it, I'd have to say, has been experimenting with the alcohols. Really pushing the limits. I think that's been fun.
I think we need more. Really, flesh this out here.
Sense of self-worth the next day.
The hangovers hit different when you're just at home by yourself on the couch. Just,
yep.
Not the same.
You're just like, you know, yeah. You're like,
you don't feel like you earned it.
Oh, I don't have a choice. I can sit here all day. And then Luna just looks at me and she's like, are you kidding me again? And I'm like, you don't understand. You're happy right now.
And hyper. You're probably happy and hyper. And then, you know, you have to take her on a walk.
Yeah, she's like, this is the best time of my entire life.
I've had one really bad quarantine hangover. One, luckily. And I'll tell you
what happened.
When I woke up, I was just thinking, like, why, like, where, what possessed me to get here? And then I basically slept on my couch all day. I looked at my phone because I don't have like a watch that does steps or anything. But I looked at my phone and it said I took 50 steps all day. That's a lot.
Record.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
That's like bedroom, couch, bathroom, couch, bedroom.
Pretty much what I did, yeah. I didn't even shower that day.
I think showering has become obsolete during the quarantine. But
oh, no.
I'm not an essential worker, and I have to say, it's just in these 3 days of being a working individual in the adult world, it's been very confusing having to shower and look clean and healthy every day after 2 months of looking like an absolute piece of crap.
I think I'm just not excited to like have to put on pants every day.
It's hard.
Like I'm starting Monday, I have to put on pants every day to go to the office. I mean, I guess I can wear shorts in my office too if I want to, but
we know you do.
Sometimes I do, but
just saying.
I mean, I can still just wear comfy pants, but at the same time, having to like put on a polo and shirt and everything.
You know. Okay, let's be honest. You wear t-shirts.
Yeah, I wear t-shirts a lot. But
you have to buy up all your J. Crew pants while you still can.
Yeah, before it goes down.
R.I.P.
So
wait, J. Crew's going down?
It's bankrupt. It went bankruptcy. It's Chapter 11, though. It's restructuring. They just have to figure it out with their debt holders.
We got
to
restructure.
Yeah, sure. It'll figure it out. Everything runs its course.
No, something. I'm a former J. Crew factory employee. I quit yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Yeah, they like called and they're like, "Oh yeah, you're off furlough," and I was like, "You're not even gonna discuss the whole bankruptcy thing? I thought you were calling to tell me the store closed."
Nice.
And they're like, "So you're coming back tomorrow?" And I was like, "I have a real job now. I can't come back."
Damn.
Good one, good joke. Yeah, no, I won't be there tomorrow.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog. So, just graduated law school, just became a sworn lawyer. I mean, what's next in the world for Michaela Bear?
When are you going to Mars? Is what you're trying to get at.
Yeah, basically, it's like, when are you going to just basically be the DA of Gotham?
I'm working on it. I have like a 5-step plan. Step one was today, I became a notary.
Oh, sick.
I don't really know what that means yet.
We got some stuff you can notarize. We got some stuff you can notarize.
I got the stamp, but I don't know what power comes with that responsibility.
Do you ever watch The League?
No.
Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Yes.
I feel like a fool.
No, it's a...
It's a lame joke. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Charlie should know not to bring up inside jokes. It's okay.
It's not an inside joke.
It is if you're not inside the league. Oh.
Okay, sorry. Step two.
Oh, and then steps 2 through 5 is just busting every gang until I'm on all their hit lists, and then basically being like the boss bitch of the state of Wisconsin, and then I win.
I thought you said you're like bust every gang till you're on their shit list, and then yeah, flip.
Oh yeah, and then take over the gangs.
Then you rule the gangs.
Yeah, now the gangs are mine. That'd be a sick move.
The corrupt. Then you're corrupt, but they don't know it. You weasel your way in. You get district attorney. You are the best of both worlds. You are on top of the world there. The Wisconsin world belongs to you.
100%. And you never have to recuse yourself.
You're welcome.
That's it. We might have to take us off the air.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, guys, you're going to have to start censoring this interview.
Beep.
Both my bosses.
Yeah. We won't let your boss. We won't let your boss hear it. Don't worry.
What's your boss's email?
Gosh.
I want to make sure I don't send it to him.
I mean,
the email.
Her boss is going to be the district attorney for Sheboygan, so I think we can figure that one out. This is what I do every day. This is what I do every day at work, is just figure out people's emails.
Smart.
Yeah. We'll send it.
Distribution list just got massive.
I'm sure it's gonna go right to his phishing though, because it's just like a huge zip file of an audio recording. So that's not gonna go well.
You're gonna get called to the principal's office on Monday. Like, what were you doing?
You'd be like, you know, I'd let you go, but we really need a body in this office, and you can do work, so go to your desk and think about what you say to people.
Could you do it right on the whiteboard 50 times what you did wrong? I will not be friends with Charlie and Grant.
I will not do podcasts.
I'll stick to dog Instagram accounts.
Nice. So do you have any questions for us?
I do.
You didn't come prepared to cross examine?
Fine, Grant.
No. Turntables.
How's your beard growing in?
Oh, I shaved it. Got me there. I'm now a clean shaven man. Like normal. I also got a haircut last weekend, so I'm looking pretty good in comparison.
Yeah,
haircut? I got a haircut last weekend too, so.
Homemade haircut.
All shaved up.
That's better than me. I can't get a haircut till mid-June.
Like, because your barber's full?
I don't think they go to a barber, but yeah.
If you're a barber, we have major problems.
All right, salon's all booked. I mean, it's all the same, barber, salons. Are they not open yet in Wisconsin?
A lot of them are opening June 1st. So, or like doing soft openings, or did soft openings on the 26th. And it's like, they're so booked ahead. I just couldn't get in.
That's wild.
I know, and like, screw all of you. My ends are terrible, and my hair looks disgusting. I have a new job. I might have an ID photo I'm stuck with for the next 20 years. Who knows?
That would be an epic story, though, like 20 years down the line. This is during COVID.
I got a funny story about that, actually. I got my ID photo taken the first day of work after Memorial Day weekend after college.
Oh, that sounds rough.
And first day, it was Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. I go up, they find a white wall. They're like, oh, I have to take a picture. And I was like, great. Takes my picture. I'm wearing a white shirt with a white background. I look like the Headless Horseman. It's just my head floating there. It's so weird. You don't see my shirt at all. And then I got a new job, and I had to leave my badge behind because they just told me to. And I never got a new badge, so every now and then that picture comes up on like my Skype profile work, but I've replaced it like 3 or 4 times now. So sometimes I'm the Headless Horseman, sometimes it's just me. Never know. Cool story.
I'm just picturing like you looking so scary and tired and like
and nervous,
like a tan vampire, like bloodshot eyes.
I don't think I was hungover for my first day. I was just nervous.
Okay, yeah, you were just nervous.
I have one question left. It's an important question. It's how we end every interview portion of the question. Or the every question part of the interview. There we go.
Boom. Words are hard.
I'm really good with words. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it?
If I was intoxicated, I bet I'd get something like, probably something really cliche. I'd probably get like a butterfly.
An infinity sign on your ankle.
A really miniature like hand holding up like a peace sign, but on like my shoulder blade, or like a butterfly tramp stamp or something like that. If I was sober,
that'd be awesome.
I think I'd have to do like a really ironic quote, and then I do it wrapped around my ankle, so I have like a permanent anklet for the rest of my life to remind me of the year 2002.
Why 2002?
Because I think I was in second grade.
That'd be right.
And I got nap time and snack time. And that's the dream.
All right. 2002. I respect it. All right.
What a powerful time.
Yeah, I never once would
peg. Name a more powerful duo than nap time and snack time. I dare, try.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh. But see,
not my clothes.
I don't know. They're not two actions.
Okay, going back to one of our other Wisconsin interviews, push and pull. All that body does is push and pull.
Ooh, push and pull. That's a tough one to beat, actually.
Wait, I missed it. Sorry. What about push and pull?
Push and pull. Like that's the duo. Push and pull.
That's the body only does two things.
That's all you do in life.
It pulls.
Push your pull.
Two things. Everything's a push or everything's a pull.
Push.
No, that wasn't a question. We're just saying that's the duo. That's the duo. Like that beats nap time and snack time. Push and pull.
You're getting so confused.
Push.
All right, we got her confused. So let's go into it. We have a spelling bee now. You versus Charlie spelling. So you'll get a word. First round is you get a word. And if you spell it incorrectly, Charlie gets a chance to spell it. If you spell it rightly, he does. He does not. And then Charlie.
Let's go.
And then Charlie gets one. Same thing. And then the second round is just your own words. If we need a third round as a tiebreaker, we go to the third round and you guys have to buzz in. So, Michaela, you'll go first. Your first word is discrepancy.
D-I-S-C-R-E-P-A-N-C-Y. Discrepancy.
That's correct. She got you there. Charlie, your first word is dichotomy.
Yo, hold up. Rewind like 20 seconds. What?
Dichotomy.
It's dichotomy.
Dichotomy.
Yeah, let's pronounce the words right. If we have any chance of getting this spelled right.
I was using the Greek translation, sorry.
Can you say it again?
Dichotomy.
Michaela, can you say it?
Dichotomy. Luna's staring at the phone waiting for an answer.
Okay, I'm going.
Go ahead.
D-I-C-O-T-O-M-Y.
First round goes to Michaela. Nice and easy.
Steal this.
Michaela, you can steal this. I forgot. You can steal this. We haven't done spelling bee in a while, so you can steal this and get two right in the first round. You ready? Dichotomy.
Yeah. Dichotomy. D-I-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y. Dichotomy.
That's correct.
Okay, who am I going up against here?
I mean, she's a lawyer, so...
I'm wearing my little script spelling bee bib thing, and I'm, like, writing it out with my fake pencil.
I think you're on your phone is the answer.
Well, she's talking to us on her phone, so...
No, I mean, multiple devices. You don't have to be, like, Google and be on the phone.
Michaela, your word in the second round... This would finish Charlie. He wouldn't even have to spell anymore.
No, technically I lost already. Just saying.
Technically he did, but we're going to play one more round just in case. If you get this word right, it's all over for sure. I won't make him spell again. Surveillance.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I used that day. I used that word a lot. S-U-R-V-E-I-L-L-A-N-C-E. Surveillance.
That's correct.
I had to do two search warrants yesterday.
Ooh. Charlie, do you want more just for fun?
I just want to hear the word. I probably won't end up spelling it, but I just want to hear the word.
Subterfuge. Subterfuge.
That's not how you say it, right?
Subterfuge, I know. I've always said it like that, and everyone's like, you're wrong. Subterfuge.
You're sabotaging
it. It's a centrifuge, is I think what you're trying to say.
No, it's...
No, I know, I'm just being a smartass.
Oh. I just want to let you know, Charlie, this is 10th grade spelling.
Yeah, I didn't...
So that was a 10th grade spelling list I just found all those lists from. It was pretty good, though. I don't think I could have spelled that many of them right, so it's... Hats off to you, Kayla. But,
congratulations.
Congratulations on your victory today. Congratulations on your win in law school.
Law school.
And then hopefully more wins to come and, beat those crimes up and then we can get in there and really take those, or beat those gangs up and then we can take those gangs over.
Then Charlie and me can really invade Sheboygan.
Oh, we'd be a pretty cool gang. The C&M gang.
What if, like, podcasting was, like, gangs? No, this is our territory.
Well, you better lay off. Yo, we're in fucking sports. Get the fuck out.
You guys should kill it.
All right.
We need to find something.
Thanks, Michaela. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
That was our good friend Michaela out of Milwaukee. Good times.
New lawyer, congrats. Way smarter at spelling than me. Whatever.
And congrats to everyone who's graduated. That was just one of many people we know that have graduated from things recently. And pretty cool. We've got a lot of people we know doing cool stuff. I know I'm going to get in trouble if I don't shout out to my sister again. My sister Kate graduated from law school. Why didn't I have... I'm going to get a question about this. Why didn't I have her on? She's never listened to the podcast.
Loyal listener.
So, you know, you got to do it for the fans. Maybe if she listens to the podcast and references something to me sometime, we'll have her on. Talk a little law.
We'll go Law and Order.
A little... Dun, 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 dun. But lots of cool people doing cool stuff out there, and more coming. So on that note, hit your quote, Chuck.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "For every minute you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness."
Damn. It's true.
Just be happy, people.
For those grads, this one's from Henry David Thoreau. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.
Deuces.